This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and I'll tell you what, I'm super excited to have them on my show. They came on my radar about 2 or 3 months ago. Get ready. This company is ready to blow up. Even though they're trading at $4.15 with a market cap of $130 million, I think this stock can go to $15 within months. And with us today is the company Seneva, Inc. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol SNNVF. They also trade on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol CNN. Today, we're lucky to have the President and Chief Strategy Officer, Leif Pedersen. Leif, welcome back to the show. I greatly appreciate for your time. Thank you for coming on.
Hey, my pleasure.
Give my listeners a little bit of background of maybe yourself and your company, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Certainly. My name is Leif Pedersen. I'm a co-founder and president of Seneva, Inc. Seneva is a public company trading on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the symbol SNN, and its symbol in the U.S. is SNNVF, trading on the OTC. My background is 20 years in finance, investment banking, corporate strategy, mergers and acquisitions. I've worked with hundreds of startup companies, both in the public and private sector. When I first looked at this opportunity, there was one individual that came to mind in Canada. My partner and co-founder, who is currently CEO and chairman of Seneva, his name is Dr. Anthony Haller. He's a very well-known entrepreneur in the Canadian and U.S. biotech space, having co-founded a company that he was CEO of called IBB Biomedical. You know, this was a public company both in Canada and the U.S. And what they did is they built one of the largest flu vaccine manufacturing plants in the world, leveraging the latest technologies of the day. And by doing that, they were able to produce flu vaccine at a much higher quality than anyone else in the world at a significant scale, being able to produce 100 million doses a year and at half the cost. You know, at that time, even in a mature industry, you know, most of the factories that were producing flu vaccine were 30, 40 years old.
Wow.
And this is very similar to, you know, a very new industry in cannabis where, you know, no one's really looking to the future of using all the technologies because eventually, you know, everything gets commoditized. So this success, you know, brought in GlaxoSmithKline. Of course, this was very disruptive to the flu vaccine industry in the 2000s. And they were bought out for a total consideration of $2 billion, which encompassed $1.7 billion in stock, and they assumed $300 million in debt. So when we looked at Seneva, you know, Seneva means gift from the sun, and that's truly what we're doing here. You know, everything we're doing is leveraging the sun through building these large-scale greenhouses, and it is the actual gift of the sun. And the first step was then to attract the likes of someone like Dr. Anthony Haller. He goes by Tony. Very, very great guy, and well-seasoned. And we were fortunate to also have attracted key members from ID Biomedical to our board. One of those being Todd Patrick, who was the president of ID Biomedical, is our lead director. We also got some corporate counsel. We were also able to attract, from an accounting point of view, a top partner from KPMG. So everything starts with a management team, especially in an industry that is moving so quickly.
Absolutely.
So the next step was really, you know, having learned from a case example of that business model, and us being in a position where we can learn from the current landscape of the large licensed producers in Canada gives us a significant advantage, especially when we're building out facilities in California, where all the big boys, including big alcohol, pharma, tobacco, who have all formed relationships with the big Canadian companies, they're unable to come to the United States right now and into California simply due to its federal illegality and scheduling of cannabis as a drug. So we're very fortunate to look at the landscape and see the partnerships being formed, seeing the mistakes, and really defining our business model and what we think will build a successful company, not only today, but into the future. And that's really, if we're taking two case studies, it's ID Biomedical, and it's, you know, some of the big successful Canadian LPs and what they're doing. And one comes to mind that I think is probably the most successful business model out there is definitely Canopy and Constellation Brands. You know, if we can execute on a similar business model in California, I think we'll have a very good opportunity to become one of the dominant figures in California and then soon to be other states.
You know, right now, your guys' plan is to go from seed to sale, plus you got many products. That being said, what's the strategy of the company moving forward to reach more revenues than what you guys are? I think last year you guys did, 11, 12 million?
Exactly. Yeah, we did that out of our clinics and some of our core hardware business. You know, we went public in January of this year. We did a roadshow. We signed a very large supply contract with Canopy Growth for 45,000 kilograms a year. But at that stage, really, it was us focusing on building out these facilities. And as you know, these facilities take a very long time to build, you know, construction delays, overruns. But we were fortunate enough in California with our flagship facility to attract a top real estate partner that financed our facility. So we're now in a position where we can really start telling our story. Our California greenhouse is a two-phase approach. The full facility is 490,000 square foot. But this is a purpose-built greenhouse facility, leveraging all of the latest technologies from the Netherlands. Most of the greenhouses you see in North America today are 30 to 40 years old technology. So what I'm talking about is full automation, robotics, climatic controls, and most importantly, we want to have the assurance that anything coming out of that facility is pesticide-free.
Absolutely.
Because that has been a very big problem, not only in Canada, but in California, if I recall correctly, you know, from the testing that is coming out, over 85% of all products in California were tested for heavy metals or pesticides. So it took us about a year and a half to build this facility. Our phase one is 325,000 square feet and will produce 50,000 kilograms of premium, safe, pesticide-free flower at capacity. And an additional about 10,000 kilograms that will be used for extracted products. Extracted products can be vape carts, beverages, tinctures, capsules, sprays. But once again, it's very important to have the clean flower and trim biomass because anything you're extracting, you're concentrating. So what we've seen in California is prices are probably going to dramatically go up in the short term and probably over the next 2 to 3 years, which we like. But our goal is these large-scale facilities that leverage the sun and automation will have longevity. You know, we'll produce all products, all costs for well less than a dollar a gram and high quality. So I think building this infrastructure will allow us to have a runway for the foreseeable future in California.
Vertical integration, you hear that buzzword in your industry a lot. Really, what does that mean for a cannabis company?
Well, for cannabis companies today, I think what you're seeing is, you know, it's still a young industry. So with the key five verticals that we look at in the cannabis space today, first starts with cultivation at scale, which I believe is probably the most difficult to achieve only because of the time frame it takes to build these type of facilities and the cost. The next vertical, upstream vertical, is the extraction facility. You could think of that as the refinery. This is where you make all of your refined products that can go into beverages, tinctures, sprays, vape carts, extracts. And we have an operational facility currently in California, a mile from our cultivation facility. I should add that our cultivation facility will go live Q1 of this year, so right around the corner. The next evolution that you've seen, both in Canada and in vertical integration, is the launching of brands. You know, brands are very significant. And if you can get your brands into the shelf space at scale early on, you're going to capture a lot of market share. And Zeniva is finally at the juncture today where we are launching our house of brands. The house of brands will encompass all the major product categories, being flower, pre-rolls, extracts, concentrates, beverages. But all of that supply needs to come from cultivation and the extraction. We also have, the next vertical is distribution. In California, we have a distribution license and we have a delivery license. And we are currently talking to groups to tighten relationships from the distribution side. What's very interesting is the distributors are very frustrated in California because they cannot find, you know, clean biomass or, more importantly, brands that have clean products at scale. So you can see how the synergistically, it's a very important time to be forming these type of relationships. And lastly, you have branded stores, or they could also be clinics. And in California, we're fortunate to be able to have a flagship on-site dispensary inside our large-scale high-tech greenhouse. So if you were to think of going to a winery, that's the type of experience you'll get when you come to this facility and into our retail location. You'll be able to view what's happening and all the automation and people in white suits in the greenhouse, which will provide a level of trust up to where your product is made. And our dispensary will be like nothing out there in the marketplace. It's not going to be an Apple store. It's going to be more of a retail experience where we showcase all our house of brands. And then we have a delivery license that we can distribute that to people who come to the facility. So those are sort of the five pillars of vertical integration. And, you know, now that we have cultivation and we have the refinery, we're launching brands, we're expanding distribution aggressively, and we're also aggressively expanding our store footprint throughout California. So we would anticipate that we hope to have 5 to 10 stores in the next 12 to 18 months in California.
Company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day is Seneva Inc. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol SNNVF. They trade on the CSE, Canadian Stock Exchange, under the ticker symbol SNN. And with us today is Leith Pedersen. He is the President and Chief Strategy Officer. We're running out of time. In closing, is there anything that you would like to mention before I let you go? It's been great having you on the show. I wanted to get some final thoughts.
You know, like anything, I think we've given our vision and our near-term message. You know, I always say to people, just watch and let's see if we have the integrity to do what we say we will do now. I think we are at that milestone, moving up that vertical chain. So, you know, pay attention to what we're doing. And if we can perform and execute on what I just explained to you, I think we will all be happy.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. It was a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully you'll come back on 40 or 50 days and give us an update with your company.
Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.